People used to cry when they were deeply moved or deeply hurt. It was a part of life, just like laughter. As one man said, "I want every moment to be tears or laughter." In other words, he wanted to avoid that dry, lackluster style where there's nothing important enough to cry about. How often do we cry? Maybe the last time you cried was when you got something in your eye. Maybe you need to take a trip to the onion cellar. I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. In Günter Grass' novel entitled The Tin Drum, a group of people, businessmen, doctors, lawyers, artists, journalists, and many others, gather in an old cellar called the Onion Cellar. Each week, these people gathered with one intention, to talk, to unburden themselves. But their problem was they could never seem to get started. Despite their efforts, they left the essential unsaid, talked around it. And yet they were eager to spill their guts, to talk from their hearts, their bowels, their entrails, to forget their brains just this once, and to lay bare the raw, unvarnished truth, the person within. Having gathered, they sat looking nervously at each other, waiting. And suddenly the host appears and passes out little lap boards. They handled them cautiously. And then, every heart waiting, he uncovers another basket, removes the napkin, and passes out paring knives. He moves more quickly, more calculated haste. "On your mark, get set," he shouts. And then as he shouts, "Go," he tears the cover off another basket and hands out, dispensed, distributed among them, onions. Just onions. Not tulip bulbs, but plain, ordinary onions. And the guests began peeling their onions. Then they began to cut them deftly, clumsily, on the little chopping boards, first in one direction, then in another, and the juice spurts and then turns to vapor, and the older ones had to be careful to keep from cutting their fingers in the excitement. And then they could see nothing more. Their eyes were running over, not just because their hearts were full. Some people have the mistaken notion that when the heart is full, the eyes automatically run over. Not so, at least in this century, which has been called the tearless century. In fact, that's why this group had gathered. It was because of the drought, the tearlessness. And so they came to the onion cellar. But what could this onion juice do? Well, it did what the world and the sorrows of the world couldn't do. It brought forth a round human tear. It made them cry without restraint. The tears flowed and washed away everything. The rain came, the dew, and they had paid money for this. The weepers poured out their hearts to their neighbors on the uncomfortable, burlap-covered crates. They submitted to questions, let themselves be turned inside out, like overcoats. Young people came, and they have a different way of crying from the older ones. Their problems are different, conflicts between parents and children, sex problems, frustration, depression. It all came out in the cellar. I'm Landon Saunders. Now, I don't know if you're resorting to the onion cellar yet or not. But you may find that you're all bottled up inside, no one to talk to, with something very important in your heart. I won't give you an onion to cut up, but I would do my best to give you an ear. Maybe you too could discover once again a nice, round, human tear. My address, Heartbeat, Hartford, Connecticut. This is Heartbeat.